Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. The subject is olive oil. We're talking to an expert, T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. You could also be called world-class olive oil sommelier because you're about to guide me through a taste test. What we're tasting. Well, tell me a little bit about what we're about to taste. First of all, I'm sitting here behind my microphone, and I poured myself a tablespoon of a beautiful, it's beautiful, got a beautiful green tint, and a really a nice, I would call it a fruity aroma, except it's not sweet, but it has a very distinct olive oil aroma. So is it essential that olive oil be very green? Is that part of the
way that you discern good olive oil? Well, you definitely, if you're looking for a lot of the premium health qualities of olives, you want to gravitate in the direction of an early harvest fruit. So you want an olive that is green when it's harvested. And when it's green, there are higher levels of pigment in the actual, typically in the final, oil. So, it's kind of tricky, because, and I'll explain why, as a professional olive oil taster, if I were judging a competition, my oils would be served to me in blue glasses. And these blue cups would be meant to, camouflage the color.
Okay.
Because color doesn't necessarily have an impact on the quality of the oil.
Okay. So that's actually a misnomer. Yeah. I think some people look for, it's very green. That's the best, not necessarily.
Well, sadly, I don't want to say, who, because I really don't know, but I have heard that, some of the larger, commodity producers out there will add a little bit of chlorophyll, pigment, green pigment. So it's a very slippery business, olive oil.
Yeah.
You have to really, know your producer and have a reliable source. But so you can be tricked. And actually you shouldn't buy olive oil, or I wouldn't buy olive oil in a clear box because light destroys olive oil.
Yeah, I noticed it comes in very, whenever I get my, olive oil shipment, which I look forward to very much from the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. It comes in very opaque bottles, which I then further protect from the sunlight. I never store them in the sun. It's kind of like the olive oil is wearing shades. It's like...
that's exactly right. Well, there's a couple things that break down olive oil, and light is one of them. High temperatures are another, and also oxygen. So when you get an olive oil that's high in antioxidants, it actually protects itself, which is kind of interesting. But so what you have poured in front of you is a blend. Actually, it's got a couple different olive varieties in here. One is from these really giant trees called Otobrotica. They're about 30 feet tall, and they're massive olive trees.
I didn't realize they grew that.
I've ever seen. Yeah. Yeah, it's like an olive forest.
I generally think of them as little stunted trees, like maybe 4 or 5 feet tall.
Yeah, no. Well, in Pantelleria, they're like a meter, 1 meter, like 3 feet tall, because they're very wide. They hold on to the ground to survive, and they can be, massive. But it definitely varies with the climate. But these Otobrotica trees they're not known as a noble variety. They're not one of the, let's say, grand prize winners that you would see because they've never had the treatment and the love that Rita gives them at Santa Tecla. I'm in the past, this is an example of a blend. It does have Otobrotica in it. There's also another variety from a very small village called Sinopolese. It's from the village of Sinopoli. And then there's one other variety of olives in this blend, and that's a Licino, which is a bit more widely produced. But anyway, those three varieties are kind of like music notes. They They give you different elements to create a nice harmony. So I'm going to walk you through this tasting and try to, I guess, educate listeners and you on a little bit more of what to look for in high-quality olive oil. So as you said, when you poured it in your glass, you did notice the color. It is green, and it's exciting and enticing for sure. And there's no doubt that we eat with our eyes first. So I always love a really green oil. We're actually tasting in little white cups that shows the color very nicely. And I hold the cup in my hand and I swirl it around, and that heats up the oil. Okay. And that warming effect kind of releases the aromas of the oil. Because what we're looking for when we smell the oil, let's take a moment to do that. What we're looking for are examples of fruitiness, and I use fruitiness in quotes. This fruitiness can be anything from grassiness.
And that's the first thing I'm picking up. You just read my mind, because there is definitely a grassy quality to this.
That's fantastic. Yeah. But people may smell things like fresh kale or mint or green banana. There are different elements that people pick up on, and everyone's sense of smell is a little bit different. But for me, not only am I looking for positive things when I taste an oil, I'm also looking for negative things. And these negative things are called defects. And these defects are things like the smell of vinegar, or a cheesy smell, or old or rancid or no aroma at all. There are different defects which will take an oil from being extra virgin to not extra virgin based upon the defects, the level of defects. So for me, I'm looking for an oil that's free of defects and lots of positive attributes. So that's kind of so I'll read you a few of my descriptors if you want to swirl it around.
Okay.
And take a little sniff. I'll tell you what I have for the nose. Of course, a striking green color on the nose. You'll detect lots of almond, chicory, artichoke, romaine lettuce, parsley, maybe some green sprouts or pea tendrils, and a touch of sweetness of apple. So that's kind of what I get, you know, and that, as you said, more sommelier direction than your average consumer. And I mean, my mom, she doesn't get these descriptors, but
what's really interesting,
not all of them.
It's kind of like color appreciation. I think, you know, a lot of people, they see about, you know, six primary colors. And if you ask them to describe, you know, all the different nuances of color, well, that's red, that's green, that's blue, that's purple, you know, yellow, and that orange, and that's it. And I think you have, and wine tasters in particular, have cultivated such a multidimensional taste apparatus, but also the ability to describe their sensations. I mean, I may have the same sensations that you have, but I just am not able to cultivate the discernment to differentiate some of these different sensations. And I think that's part of educating your palate and learning about this stuff.
It is. It's definitely a muscle you can learn to flex, and learning to get all these descriptors and kind of having a wheelhouse of positive and negative descriptors for olive oil. Because honestly, 90%+ of the oils that I taste, I reject. So it's very, very, very tough to get into the club and one of our selections. So one of the things you'll notice about this oil, it was harvested very green. It's a ripe olive will produce more buttery oil, where ours are early harvest and green, and it will produce a more robust oil. So when you taste this, you're going to start to notice that. So, and when I taste an oil, like I said, it kind of tells me a story. It tells me about the production issues. It tells me about weather. It tells me about how it was stored. I can learn a lot about the timeline. So there's a lot of information in the final product. So the proof is always in the pudding with olive oil. And I find that to be a very interesting and fun dynamic in the business. But we'll swirl it around, and then we'll take a taste, and then I'll we'll swirl, smell, and then we'll take a quick taste, and then we'll talk a little bit about what you might taste in the oil.
Okay, I'm tasting, and I definitely now, and I'm getting a little that. Kind of a little bit that burn a little bit in my throat, which is something that a lot of Americans, I think, are unaccustomed to in olive oil because it's piquant. And
that's right.
I'm getting a very nutty, like a sort of a walnut sensation from this, you know,
fantastic.
As part of the, you know, dimensions of, I mean, with a grassy taste, yeah, okay, but that's more with the aroma. I'm getting sort of the walnut notes of this, like a nut-like flavor.
Fantastic.
But
fantastic.
I get, there's a little bit of a bite to
you're
this.
You're good at this. You're really good at this.
No.
You're really good at this.
I have a very ignorant palate.
Absolutely.
So by the way, you categorize, yeah, you know, when I get my oils from you, you categorize them by, you know, a strong, medium, and, you know.
Bold,
right? Used bold.
Bold,
yeah. Medium, and light. Those are the terms
used? That's right.
And so would you consider, this is kind of medium to bold, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Okay. And these olives were hanging on a tree in Calabria less than 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So these were harvested. I brought these back in my suitcase and FedEx this up to you.
Wow.
My club members will get this oil in the early to latter part of December. Everything's making its way. I fly the oil here by jet. So it's immediately bottled and shipped direct to their homes. So there's no middleman. And I'm a crazy fanatic and control freak. And I manage every step of the process from the tree to the pressing to getting it to my end client.
So this one would, this one would pair well with, you know, like as some restaurants, instead of serving butter, they have a dish of olive oil. You know, sometimes with a sprig of rosemary in it or something. I don't know. Maybe that's considered taboo, you know, if you distort the taste with an herb.
No.
But that would be a suitable way of you know, featuring the flavorfulness of this. I'm not sure that it might overwhelm certain dishes, so you have to be careful and maybe use a lighter oil for certain things.
That's right. Well, some of the things I taste in here, I look for a couple different things. So when you taste great olive oil, you're looking for fruitiness. You're looking for grass, basil, kale, mint, green banana, parsley, any type of aromas that are positive and also evoke freshness. And that's what olive oil tasters refer to as fruitiness. The next thing you want to look for is bitterness. And you touched on this earlier. In the earlier segment about Americans not always liking bitterness, but it actually being very healthy for you. You may taste things like the walnuts that you referred to, the green tea, or radicchio is maybe an example.
Yes, with a spicy and, kind of afterburn.
Absolutely. And in fact, many Tuscans will say of an oil, is it a one cough oil or a two cough oil? Yeah. In fact, I was kind of waiting on that to happen. That might happen, but sometimes it can hit you that way. But you'll the spice notes can be akin to arugula or peppercorn.
Yep.
It really depends on the oil. With this one, it's got a spice element to it, but at the same time, it's very calibrated. So it's very food friendly, but it is meant for definitely heavier dishes. So there's no doubt about that. But I really can't. I try to look at it as a sauce that Mother Nature made for me, and I can put it on about anything from just something simple like a grilled piece of salmon as a sauce like that, well, with a little avocado.
I'm making salmon tonight, so maybe that's a good idea. I've got plenty of oil left over, so.
Oh yeah. Well, this is the one to hold on to and use rather quickly, because as you know, you'll be getting a shipment next month. But I definitely can offer some tips on what to shop for and mm-hmm. and how you know, we've done some education on what you need to look for, these elements of the fruitiness, the bitterness, and the spiciness when you actually taste an oil. But how do you find those things? Well, you can go to places where you can taste olive oil before you buy it. You would want to look for a place that has a high turnover. You would want to look for single estate oils. So the label will typically tell you the areas of production. So if it's 100% Italian produced in Italy, versus some labels will have as many as 10 different countries on there, where it's a blend of a commodity product from Tunisia and Italy and Greece. And
I'm thinking of
Morocco.
Something that may be in a freight car, you know, like mass production.
Yeah, well, it's a different product. It's a different product. And you also definitely want to look for a harvest date. I think that producers are trying to get better at that. But you want to look for a harvest date on the bottle. And if that's not there, I probably would not buy it, because it's not the quality product that I would be looking for my family or my health.
You know, I noticed you use the term fresh pressed a lot, and you don't so much emphasize the extra virgin, because does extra virgin have any meaning anymore? Because everything's extra virgin. And I'm not sure what that means anymore. It's like never been touched by human hands, or I don't even know.
Yeah, usually other grades, like olive oil, in quotes, are usually produced using chemicals and other processes to extract the oil from the olives. So an extra virgin oil would be something that is made solely by mechanical means.
Okay.
So it's really a process there. And then olive oil, as a secondary attribute, extra virgin must meet certain laboratory tests to have certain things like acidity and peroxide levels meet certain thresholds.
Okay.
Also, extra virgin olive oil must taste like olives, and it can't have any negative taste that professionals like myself would refer to as defects. So, I mean, I know in past segments, we've talked a lot about the fraud in extra virgin olive oil and some of the studies that have been done at UC Davis and other expose on 60 Minutes and other networks and major media. I mean, quite a majority, I guess, at this point, of oil that's labeled as extra virgin is sadly not. And, you know, that is changing, and the industry, like I said, is doing a better job, but it's just taking time. And,
So a couple of questions. You know, there's some misconceptions also about cooking with olive oil. A lot of people believe, and I think we covered it the last time I spoke to you, and I was kind of surprised by your answer, is that olive oil is actually fairly stable. I mean, as long as you don't deep fry in it, right? That you can actually heat olive oil, certainly not past the smoke point, but it retains its benefits. It's not degraded or transformed into something harmful.
Yeah, for me, one of the things that's special about the oils from our club specifically is that most of them are pretty high in polyphenols and these antioxidants that actually protect the oil while you're cooking with it.
Okay.
So I can't vouch for low quality, low polyphenol olive oil and what happens to that. But I will tell you that when I cook my eggs in the morning in fresh pressed olive oil, that when I taste and I cook over medium low heat, and when I serve myself the eggs, I still taste the fruitiness of the oil.
And that's a good sign. It means it hasn't been destroyed. Yeah.
Exactly. So as my palate tells me that, I'm not a scientist, but you know, for me, the taste really, really tells me that. So yeah, you definitely, look for oils that are independently certified to be extra virgin. There are different stamps of authority out there that you can learn to rely on, but definitely getting educated. And when you do get at home, store it in a cool, dark cabinet, away mm-hmm. from light, as you mentioned, away from the heat of the stove. No, don't put it in a clear glass, crew it, use it quickly, and try to purchase smaller containers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's holiday time is coming up. I can, you know, I hear the Salvation Army guys already set up shop on Fifth Avenue in front of St. Patrick's Church. So I know it's holiday time. It's around the corner. I mean, it's just been Halloween, so I guess it's holiday time. And I can't think of a better holiday gift for someone special than a subscription to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. So give us some details on that. And you've cooked up a special offer so that, I mean, you're like an olive oil apostle. You want to get the word out. So you want to make, other people, experience it. And, you know, on the basis of that, if they try it, they'll come back for more.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is the proof's in the pudding, and really, folks have to try the oil. They have to taste it for themselves. So I am a bit of an olive oil evangelist, and I'm out there trying to spread the word and educate palates about all about fresh pressed olive oil and the health benefits and the taste benefits. So for your listeners, we've prepared a website called myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And there, we are offering to send to your listeners a free full-size bottle of fresh pressed olive oil. I'm only asking that they contribute a dollar to help me offset my shipping costs directly to their door. That's a welcome gift to the club, for trying fresh pressed olive oil, the club itself. There's no minimum to purchase. It can be canceled at any time, and it's always backed by 100% money back guarantee. So really, we want members to love the club, the concept, and what we get to do for producers around the world. Because, for example, Rita, she would have no way to mm-hmm. get the olive oil she produces in front of 15,000 connoisseurs, direct tree from table in less than 30 days or around 30 days. That would be impossible for Rita to accomplish in any other way.
So you're obviously saving some really beautiful landscape from the developers, in different parts of the world.
That's right. No, we have a lot of fun, and we get to work with these producers who are very passionate. And along with each shipment, I send a newsletter that tells the story of my hunt and the challenges and the ups and downs that I have of dealing with Mother Nature and the seasonality and the weather of olive oil around the globe. So we tell the story, and then we also focus in on the producers. We have pictures of them and with me, and pictures of process. There's always a lot of learning in every issue as we put that together. So you get you really, over time, if you're a member for a while, you probably have one of the better olive oil plant taste profiles and palettes in the world. Learn a lot.
It's an educational process, and it's kind of like, I don't know much about wine, but one of my friends, another holistic doctor, sent me 1 year a wine subscription, and I didn't know much about wines, but I would get like these amazing wines, it's like the wine of the month club, and then with a description, and I kind of really broadened my horizons about wine. And you can do that with olive oil, with the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Now, so as part of the deal, when you subscribe, how often do you get a bottle, or do you get, I get several bottles at a time when I get it from you. Is that different than the regular subscription, or how does that work?
Great question. Every quarter I send out three bottles.
That's okay. So that's a regular, that's the way it works for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So there's the 500 milliliter size, which is a half a liter, that you get from three different farms. So that would be three 500 ml bottles. Or there's a 250 ml size, and that you get three bottles as well. And you get the story, you get the pressing report, which has the story of the hunt and the producers, and also lots of recipes. There's usually a good 15 recipes in each issue with how to use the oil, and recipes in which I got from the families that actually produce the oil. So it's actually a nice experience. There's a section of the pressing report that talks about how to have a tasting party, and how to invite some friends over and have some plain white beans and some crusty bread or salad and some cups, and learned have a tasting party with your friends. So people turn it into an experience, and it's a wonderful luxury that's very healthy for you and health promoting. But at the same time, one bottle of oil will enhance meals for pennies a day over the course of a month. It's not like buying a $30 bottle of wine and polishing it off in an evening. You really have a lot of meals that you can enhance with a sauce that Mother Nature has made for you. And then I've just lovingly cared for every step of the way to get it to your door. So it's pretty special, and I feel very blessed and very lucky and honored to be able to do this, and thankful to my members that they allow me to keep them a lot of great oil flowing their way.
Well, I'm a great believer in this, and I want to get the word out for the benefit of my listeners, and makes a great Christmas present. If you don't use all the bottles yourself, and it takes me a long time to go through 3 bottles, so I often have an extra bottle as a hospitality gift. There's nothing as welcome, bring a bottle of booze. That's kind of old hat. People have plenty of booze to spare, but a really terrific bottle of flavorful olive oil makes a great hospitality gift when you're invited by company, for company. So, once again, the offer is available at myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Details are there. $1 for a $39 bottle of olive oil, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Well, TJ, where are you off to next?
I'm gonna go supervise the boxing of the oil to ship out to my club members. Mm-hmm. So I'm working through the hurdles of U.S. Customs and FDA. Yep. We're just wheels down with the oil. So I'm going to work on getting the oil off to my club members. I'm writing my pressing report, and
later in the season, it's off to Chile and New Zealand and Australia and parts south, right?
That's right. There's a harvest that is started and will continue for another few months in Portugal and Spain. Okay. So I will be headed over there for their harvest probably in mid to probably late January, early February.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
That's right. No, it's a beautiful thing, and I appreciate all your help and support of the club. It means a lot to us, and thank you for helping us get the word out about how special fresh pressed olive oil is.
Well, thanks for bringing wonderful olive oil into my life. It truly is my favorite olive oil, to coin a phrase. That's the website, myfavoriteoliveoil.com. That's how we thought up the name of the website. Thanks very much for joining me, TJ, and all the best, and keep up the great work.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure. Take care now.
Thank you. Ciao. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.